lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, the Lord which made heaven and earth. He said, He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord which keepeth
to him, O Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. Good morning. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. My name is Father Rudolph Cooper. I'm the rector of St. Michael and All Angels and St. Nicholas Parish, East End, Grand Bahama. Welcome to the Anglican Diocese Morning Devotion for Tuesday, 1st day of September, 2020. Let us pray. Grant, O merciful God, that your church, being gathered together in unity by your Holy Spirit, may show forth your power among all peoples to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Some words taken from Psalm 28, verse 11. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them and carry them forever. Today, as we look at our psalm for today, Psalm 28, David pleads with the Lord for two special things. Today, we live in a world of dependency. We look to the government, feeding agencies, and the church to provide for us. But we need to realize that our help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. Though dependency is mentioned a lot these days, usually with a negative spin placed on the word dependency. It was never meant to be negative, but positive. Positive meaning we put our dependency, we depend on the Lord. In Psalm 28, David pleads with the Lord for two things. One, hear me. And two, help me. His petition is clear. He is seeking only what God can give. In verse 3, he says, preserve the innocent. In verse 4 and 5, he says, punish the impure. And as always, he praises God for all that he has done. Again, in verse 6, God hears him. Second, in verse 7 to 9, God has helped him. David says, he is my strength. He is powerful. He is my shield. He is my guardian. He is my song. He is my salvation. He brings revival. He is my shepherd and my protector. Listen to verse 1 again. I plead with you to help me, Lord, for you are my rock of safety. If you refuse to hear, answer me, I might as well go give up and die. What David is saying is, do not turn a deaf ear when I call you, God. If all I get from you is a deafening silence, I would be better off in the black hole, in a grave. Think for a moment about your life without God. A life of despair and misery. A life of hopelessness. David said, I would be better off in a black hole. And you might be feeling that way now. But God is our refuge and strength, a present help in time of trouble. We need God now more than ever. In verse 2, David said, Lord, I lift my hands to heaven and implore your help. Oh, listen to my cry. I cannot speak for you, but there's something special when I spread my hands out before the Lord. I can feel his presence. I can hear God saying, for 2020 and beyond, I want my church, my body, to give me inward and outward love. Love without walls. Do not worry about being in buildings. Give love without boundaries. Love everyone. In verse 4, David says, repay them the punishment they so rightly deserve. And earlier he says, do not punish me with the wicked ones who speak so sweetly to their neighbors while planning to murder them. In verse 7, David leaves his enemies in God's hands. He leaves prayer and praise. He says, praise the Lord, for he has listened to my pleading. And in verse 11, he says, save your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd and carry them forever. In his name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Visit, O God, our homes, and drive far from them all that is evil. And may your Holy Spirit dwell within them now and always. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit be with you this day and forevermore. Amen. Enjoy your day. God bless.